I'm Jeroen ter Heert. I'm a program manager in Azure Data. Today I would like to show you how to import a database into Azure from Backpack and Back files. So the first thing you need to do when you want to do that, you need to create a SQL server in Azure. So you create one. I have one here. It's just the container for my databases. I have multiple databases here, and onto this server I'm gonna restore a database. So the trick here is not to create the database and then try to restore. The trick is to actually import the database from the Backpack or Back file. How to import? Well, you need to upload the file into storage. So you store the file on the storage account. I assume you know how to do that, right? You upload the file either through the browser or EasyCopy or Storage Explorer, whatever. And you make sure that file is there. So once you have that, you have the Backpack or Back file in storage, what you can do is you can go to your SQL Server. I'll zoom in a little here. Go to your SQL Server in the Azure portal and click on Import Database over here. And once you do that, it will ask you, where do we find the Backpack or Back file that you want to use? So I'm going to click on storage because I need to tell it where it is. And I'll search for my storage account here. And in that storage account, there is a container, backups. And in that container backups, I actually have my three backup files, two backpacks and one back. Doesn't really matter which one I pick here. Both of them will work. But just, you know, let's go with the backpack for now. So I'll select it. And let me zoom out a little bit because the select button is at the bottom here. So I'll zoom in a second again. So now I have my storage, my backpack selected. So I can change the pricing tier, I can change collations, and I can change the database name. Since this database already was restored, I need to come up with a new name. So I'll call it standard_demo. And then last thing I need to do is I need to enter the password for the server admin. Right, so remember, restoring this database to a database server. And for the database server, there is an admin. So in order for you to be allowed to do this, you need to log in as that admin. So that password is here. I click OK here at the bottom, and that's it. In a little while, my database will be restored onto the server. You can see the progress bar at the top right. And that's it. That's how easy you can restore a database into Azure SQL using a backpack or back file. If you like this video, don't forget to subscribe or leave some comments. Thanks.